Do you ever remember any kind of cornbread that people talked about making before the fire on a board or something like that, only larger?
With cornmeal? Well, they made
baked
cornbread, probably in a Dutch oven.
On a board?
No, not in a board.
This is before the fire on a board.
Mm-hmm. But we never did that.
Did you ever hear of it being done?
Mm-hmm.
Are there any kinds that they cook in ashes?
I don't remember ever doing it, but I think they do in this book, Foxfire, that my brother has. It's got something in there about pulling ashes away from the pot,
mm-hmm.
or building a fire and then taking the ashes and putting it in the Dutch oven, the cornbread
mm-hmm.
mixture,
mm-hmm.
and then putting the coals on the bottom and on the top on that heavy lid, and
mm-hmm.
it takes 20 minutes to cook it. I've been saying I was going to do that some night when he's cooking out.
20 minutes? Is that long?
Not 20 minutes.
Sure.
It's not very long.
Well, how would it compare to, you know, if
it'd probably be real good.
But I mean, would it be longer or shorter than
oh,
in an oven?
Oh, it'd be thick.
But in an oven, would it take longer to cook it?
Mm-hmm.
How long does it take in an oven?
About 25 minutes.
Oh, almost the same time, though. What kind is about an inch thick, very large and round, and you can cook it right in the skillet? Is there a special name for that?
It's a pancake.
A cornbread
patty. Cornbread mm-hmm. patty. Mm-hmm. I do that all the time. I fry cornbread.
Do you?
We like a lot of crust. I don't like just a thick cornbread much.
Mm-hmm. But a
like
crust,
fried,
crust
crisp.
Like that. Uh-huh. Me too. I love
fried
cornbread.
Is what we call it.
Mm-hmm. Then there is the kind that is small and sort of like a sphere, and maybe it has a little bit of onion or green pepper mixed up in it, and you cook them in deep fat and eat them with fish or other fried seafood.
Hush puppies.
Is that what they are,
mm-hmm.
hush puppies? Is that the difference between regular cornbread and hush puppy that has a little onion in it?
We just eat them with fish. They're round and crisp.
Mm-hmm. They are good, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
There's something else that you sometimes have that you boil in cheesecloth with either beans or greens or something with chicken made out of cornmeal. What would
corn
you call
dumplings.
It? Corn dumplings.
Mm-hmm. Make them with turnip greens, too.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. Some thing we make them with.
That's
my area.
But that is boiled, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
We don't put them in cheesecloth either. We just drop them in there and make it kind of thick.
Drop them in with
the... Drop them in the pot liquor after you take the turnip greens out.
I see. Uh-huh. And that makes it a softer type cornbread.
Well, it's cooked, and then it has a mush like around in there, but it's delicious.
That must be the kind that I've heard people talk about when they talk about turnip greens and cornbread.
Turnip greens and corn dumplings.
There's a kind of cornmeal you cook in a deep pan, and it comes out soft, and you dish it out like you would dish out mashed potatoes onto your plate beside your meat.
I think that's mush bread or something. Alabama
mush bread.
Mm-hmm. I got that recipe.
Did you ever bake spoon bread?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever called
that's
it spoon bread?
Bread?
Is that spoon bread?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I have a recipe for that made with grits, with instant grits. But it's just—it's not real spoon bread. It's a variation, but it is very good.
Mm-hmm.
You make it with cheese. You put cheese with it. And milk, and it's just like a pudding, really. But also, and you can't pick it up and eat it. You have to
mm-hmm.
eat it with your fork. But it certainly is good. There are two kinds of bread: the homemade bread and the kind that you buy at the store called
light bread.
Light bread.
Loaf bread.
Loaf bread. Anything else? You buy it. You might call it
loaf of bread.
All right. Ever baker's bread?
No. When I sent for a loaf of bread this morning, I sent for a loaf of bread.
I don't want anything else. Just a loaf of bread. Okay.
If I want whole wheat, I say whole wheat.
Sometimes you make up a batter and you fry.
What is fried in deep fat with a hole in the center?
Donut.
Any other name for it in any other shape or any other way of making it?
I make fried pizza sometimes, you know. But they call that donuts.
Donuts. If you take a lump of donut dough and dip it in with a spoon without making a hole in it, what do you call that?
I don't know. I really don't know. Fried fritter, I guess.
Okay,
sweet
I
fritter.
Think they were expecting fritters. If you fry it in deep fat with three little strips across it, have you ever done that? Well,